the Middle East, President Trump, he noted that a terrorist who falsely invokes the name of God should be considered an insult to every person of faith. What do you think about the positive shift in attitude towards Muslims? His tone was very different in his campaign, wasn't it?
Well, Donald Trump is an anomaly. There's nobody like him in politics, and there's never been a president with his kind of communication style. So he's somebody who did well in the world of business and in the world of entertainment, speaking in very simple terms. But simple terms are not always very clear terms. So there's a difference between many times his actual actions and what he's saying. And it's hard in the context of a tweet to say, look, what we need to do with our immigration policies are have a much more stringent way of doing background checks and really taking a hard look at people that we're allowing into this country that could have been radicalized in, say, a Muslim country that allows for terrorist operations to exist there and where you have a lot of people that have been radicalized by terrorism. He puts it in a simpler term of we need to end certain immigration of Muslims from some countries. But the meaning was far broader than what came across in his very brief comment. So I think what you'll find with Donald Trump, he's somebody that has done business with Muslims all around the world, and he has great relationships with a lot of Muslims from around the world. So for him, it's not a personal thing. I don't believe it's an attack on the religion in any way. It's an attack on the radical elements of it that have become a threat to the United States and to the security of U.S. citizens.
In some ways, similar to Turkey, like President Tayyip Erdogan, there seems to be somewhat of an alliance against President Trump in the media. And by disinformation, they want to kind of undermine him, maybe. Now, the whole deep state...